But the Jays were quiet. To get into that, among other things, we're joined now by the manager of the Blue Jays. Here is John Schneider. How you doing, John?
Good. What's up, guys? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thank you for doing this. Were you out there in San Diego? And if so,
yeah, I'm still out here.
Okay, there you go. You're still out there. What's it like? This is your first time as a skip, just kicking around the winter meetings. What's your experience been like?
It's been, for as quiet as it has been from a news standpoint, it's very busy. A lot of conversations, a lot of things, being kind of put into place, and plenty of meetings and things like that. But it's been an eventful couple of days for sure. And heading back home tomorrow.
John, what's your kind of role out there as the skip? I mean, I played for some coaches that are like always on their GMs, always wanting more talent. Can you get me this guy? I know this guy is available. What's your role in all this as far as the personnel?
I think just having conversations with Ross and the whole group. We've kind of laid out collectively, I think, what we need to make us better. And, my opinion is definitely part of the process that gets to where we want to get to. So it's by no means me pounding the table and saying, go get this guy or that guy. But I think it's kind of, there are questions asked, hey, do you like this? Or, hey, do you like that? When asked about a couple things, but it's kind of just sharing information. There's some meetings that I have to do from a, Major League Baseball standpoint with their managers and things like that. But it is nice to kind of have everyone's input in the same room for a few days in a row.
Well, I'm curious, John, in terms of you tracking the rumors and what's going on out there. And obviously you guys aren't the only team. There's 29 other teams kind of trying to figure this out themselves. How often are you on Twitter, if at all, even if it's a dummy account? Are you talking to media in the hallway and just saying, what's up with Judge? What's going on with Verlander? Do you ever find yourself almost as a fan of the game in a way? Because it's such a whirlwind few days out in San Diego.
I mean, you're talking to everyone. Yeah, you have to kind of allot some extra time when you're going from one place to another because you're running into people that you know or people that you played with or people that you work with, and people are asking questions and things like that. We have our own kind of internal chat that we kind of keep each other updated on with certain players and things like that. And a lot of agents out here, and they're kind of trying to digging for information as well. So it's a conversation frenzy out here. So it's you're not trying to give away too much, but people are always looking for information.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, and obviously, you're not going to be sharing state secrets with us here on the public airwaves, John. But if you could sort of distill, what you maybe learned from this season in Blue Jay land, and maybe what it taught you about what you guys need to do to get better and move, further along in your program, can you share a little bit about those insights you've gleaned?
Yeah, I mean, I think you look at our team on paper and you look at our season last year, and it was, obviously in the postseason and didn't end the way we wanted to, but we like the team that we have, and hopefully, making some additions to make us that much better. But right now, I think where our focus is, you're talking about a team that can score, put up runs, so on the flip side, you're looking at run prevention, you're looking at ways to improve your defense, not just from ads, via free agency or trade, but, ways that we can do it with guys that we already have here. So, things like that, trying to iron out exactly where we could have gotten better, from this past year. And I think one of those is base running, as well as defense and taking care of little things. I think a theme that's going to be pretty consistent from spring training throughout the season is, how do you make your teammates' life easier? So little things like getting them over and getting them in, not trying to be the guy that does it all. We have plenty of talent. So focusing on those things has kind of been, what we've been talking about.
With John Schneider, manager of the Blue Jays, still out there in San Diego. The winter meeting's wrapping up. Ross Atkins has been pretty clear about, the pursuit of help for the back end of the rotation, but also been fairly clear about, the top three guys. And we know who that is, Manoah and Gausman, and, of course, Berríos. And from my standpoint, John, I see Berríos as truly the X factor of whether or not you guys, can get that internal growth, which is strange to say because he's a veteran and he's, he got handed the biggest contract for a starting pitcher in franchise history. But I'm sure you guys have talked about it endlessly since the end of the year. Why do you believe last year was a blip on the radar? Why do you believe Berríos will get it back together?
Well, for one, track record with what he's done over the course of his career, the type of person that he is, the type of worker that he is, you know, the way that he kind of was accountable for his season. He tried to make some adjustments this past year, and they didn't work out for him. You know, he'll be the first to tell you that. And that part is frustrating, you know, when you're an established pitcher and you're trying to make yourself that much better to kind of keep evolving, and it didn't work out, you know, that's frustrating as hell. And he's been hard at work, you know, getting ready for a bounce-back season. And I think just knowing him and knowing how competitive he is and what he's done over the course of his career gives us all the confidence in the world that he'll be, you know, back to the form that he's shown, you know, for over 5, 6, almost 7 years. So he's in a good spot now. We're looking forward to seeing him in spring.
How do you replace the production of Teoscar Hernandez?
Yeah, I think you look at Lourdes Gurriel being healthy with his hamate. You know, there's other ways to score, and I think that we've added kind of some of those guys with Whit Merrifield, and you know, you can be a little bit more creative when you're running the bases, and I think the rule changes will play into that a little bit. And, you know, we still have a really, really good offensive team between, you know, George, Beau, Vlad, Gerke, Jano, Chappie. I mean, Gurry. I mean, there's plenty of damage and plenty of production there, and I think trying to just adjust our approach every night a little bit, adjust how we run the bases, you know, kind of just does that naturally. And, you know, on top of that is, you know, when you're trying to replace run scored, you also have to look at how you're trying to save run scored against you. So that's why I think our focus has been, you know, run prevention, you know, a little bit more so than run production. Addition of Eric Swanson from the Teo trade, you know, we're excited to have him in the back end with Jordy and Jimmy and you know, Simber Mays and the whole crew. So, those types of things are what we're looking at right now, not just, you know, I don't think right now bringing in one guy to say, okay, here's Teo's stats and away we go.
John, I was going to ask you about the challenges of this particular offseason beyond personnel with the rule changes that are coming in. You talk about base running, there's going to be bigger bases. You talk about preventing runs, there's going to be limits on the shift. I mean, how much of this is, you know, causing you and your staff to really delve into, you know, the impact of these different rules?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. You know, I just got out of a meeting this morning getting a full thorough rundown on it, you know, with the rest of the managers, and it's going to be different, and it's going to take some adjusting to with the pitch clock and with the number of times you can throw over and, you know, where you're positioned defensively. And I think that teams, you know, ourselves included, are already starting to figure out ways to get a little bit creative with, you know, your personnel within the limits of the new rules. So it's going to be an adjustment period. It's going to, you know, they're going to start enforcing it right when spring training games start, which I think is good for everyone, so you can kind of get a feel for it. But it's going to be different. Yeah, for sure. There's going to be strategies that, you know, you try to stay ahead of, and then you're probably going to see, you know, some adjustments a couple weeks into the season from teams from, you know, an offensive and a defensive standpoint. But we, like everyone, you know, we're thinking about it. We're getting creative with ways to try to, you know, have a little bit of an advantage. I think in the bigger
– Yeah, go ahead.
The bigger bases is a good thing just for player safety, I think. You know, it's those plays at first base, you know, with the first baseman and a runner and a ball all coming at the same time is great, you know, to have, you know, a little bit more space. And, you know, it's going to promote some extra stolen bases as well.
With Blue Jays manager John Schneider, you guys made a big splash last week bringing in Don Mattingly onto your staff, and we were not bracing for that. I mean, when the rumors started kind of coming out, it was like within hours it was a done deal. And we're all well aware of, you know, Mattingly and his history in the game and his history as a player and a manager. Can you take us through that relationship, your relationship with Mattingly, and how this is going to work, you know, you bringing him into the staff and why you thought that was the right play?
I mean, thrilled to have him, obviously, and I think it was, you know, right place, right time for both us and Don, where, you know, things didn't work out for him in Miami, and, you know, it wasn't like he was chomping at the bit to jump back in between his family and the game. So our situation in Toronto with our team, the excitement, the fan base, the city, you know, the buzz in the building when we're there and we're playing and we're winning was really enticing and exciting for him to talk about. And as we've talked numerous times, you know, and I've known him, you know, briefly from, you know, on the other side of the field, but our conversations, you know, became more and more in depth, became more and more natural. You know, I've been a fan of his since I was a teenager growing up in New Jersey when he was playing. So it's he's going to add such a different, unique dynamic to our staff and to our clubhouse. So it's incredibility with what he's done, like you said, over the course of his career. probably one of the most humble guys you've ever talked to who's accomplished what he's accomplished. And he's going to have, you know, a little bit of his hand in everything from an offensive standpoint, accountability, culture, you know, talking to some of the guys. Our players are really excited to get around him and start talking with him about the game and about hitting and about everything. I think it's going to be great for Vladdy from a defensive standpoint at first base with 9 gold gloves on his resume. So Vladdy's got, you know, 8 more to go. And it's, you know, it's someone that's kind of been there and done that for me. So I think to lean on a little bit is a good thing. But when our conversations really started, you know, and talking about, you know, prepping for a game and a series, we really kind of aligned on a lot of different, you know, things. And as those conversations became more and more, you know, easy and pretty smooth, free and easy, it was a no-brainer.
Can you get him to grow the mustache back?
Yeah, I want him to go stash an eye black every game. And if he could pull that, I mean, just opening day, stash an eye black, that'd be great.
Yes, that's Donnie Baseball. We need it. We need it up here with John Schneider. Obviously, the big news at the winter meetings was something that will indirectly affect you guys a lot over the next 9 years, and that'll be Aaron Judge re-signing in New York with the Yankees. I'm curious, you know, what that experience was like this year when he was as dialed in as he was, game planning for him. Like, what was that like, you know, on a daily basis, knowing we're going to see him 4 or 5 times tonight and tomorrow, then the next day, whether it's at the Dome or down at Yankee Stadium? What was that like trying to find a way to stop him this past season?
It wasn't very fun, you know, with what he did. You just always have to be aware of where he's at in the lineup and when he's coming up and how you're going to try to control the guys that are around him. And, you know, I think we as a team did a really good job of that over the course of the year. You know, obviously he hit the tying one at Rogers Center. But I mean, other than that, I thought we handled him pretty well. But for him to have the year that he did, you know, it's a credit to him to put himself in the position he did and get the contract that he got, you know. And I think from a baseball standpoint, people that know him know he's a really good guy too. So from a competitiveness standpoint, you have to be very aware. You have to, you know, pick and choose when you want to say, okay, Aaron, here comes something, or if you want to be a little bit careful and move on to the next guy. But, you know, historical season, so hopefully for us, it's an outlier season.
John, before we get you out of here, do you try the old surprise little FaceTime on the odd guy just to sniff around and see what they're at like 8 in the morning or anything like that? It's a veteran move. It's a good move. You got to try it if you haven't.
What are you talking about, Bug? My own players?
Oh, yeah. Just check in, a little FaceTime, anybody? See what's up. One of your players, just to kind of check in and do the old coach check.
I do that, yeah. Like, it's like the old school room check when you're on the road, right? It's I keep, you know, pretty good touch with all those guys. There has been a few FaceTimes, just kind of because you want to see him and check in on some things, but more phone calls and texts and things like that. But I'll try to do that before I get out of town here. Just try to pick a random person, maybe a free agent, just FaceTime. I get the number and FaceTime them and, you know, give them a pitch to come to Toronto.
Absolutely. Sneak in a FaceTime pitch. I think it's a great idea. You got to use technology, man. Use it whichever way you possibly can. What are you hearing on the upgrades? I mean, there's got to be some nerves, man. That's a big project down at the Rogers Center. Everything moving in the right direction based on what you're hearing or what?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's, you know, everything's going according to plan. We're excited to see what it looks like from, just kind of optically what it's going to look like from a bullpen and how the dimensions are going to be and, you know, everything that we're doing kind of inside the clubhouse too. So I know there's a few different phases to it, and, you know, right now everything is on track. I think it's going to be awesome for our fans to kind of be closer to the players, literally, every game there. So looking forward to seeing the finished product after seeing some pictures here lately.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be awesome. Enjoy the final few hours out there, John, and the rest of the offseason. I'm sure we'll do it again soon. Thank you for this.
All right, guys. Yep, you bet. Thank you.
There he is, John Schneider, manager of the Blue Jays. And I like what he said about bringing Mattingly in. And, you know, he's going to have to lean on him, right? Like, he's a very young manager, and Mattingly is as veteran as it gets around baseball. He's been around the game for 40 years. So, we'll see.
Not a lot of young guys, I don't think, would have been pulling for that. I don't believe. It's like, they like their own space and give me my people, and I don't want that guy looking over me. And they don't generally, if it was in fact him that pushed for that transaction, not a lot of young guys would do that, I don't believe.
Mm-hmm. I like
because there's always going to be that element, right? Like when you've got a guy of that esteem in the dugout that's managed before, if things go a little sideways for a little while, there's going to be those questions. Like, no doubt.
He's got to bring the mustache and the eye black. He's right. Donnie Baseball. Like, just make it feel like 1987 all over again down at the Rogers Center. Be great. So thanks to John Schneider for joining us. Ramona Shelburne of ESPN will join us. The Lakers are in town, but you may not know it based on who's playing. No LeBron, no Anthony Davis, no Patrick Beverley tonight. We'll tee that up. We'll catch up with Ramona. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050 and on TSN 2.